thought the last tour was all I was going to do from South by Southwest. You ain't seen nothing yet. Indeed, yes. Hi, I'm Ewan Spence. Welcome to The Rock Show. And you know, there's a certain delight in walking down 6th Street in Austin and just hearing a band and going, who are they? I listen. And 20 minutes later, discovering they're called The Frantic. And you heard Fast Girl. We all start it all off again. Fast Girl with The Frantic. Yeah, well, let's get your adrenaline back going now. Jet lag's starting to wear off, and we've got a great smash of mix of tunes, and it's all very nice. And how many more references can I get to Harry and Paul in here? I'm going to try and get some more in. For The Frantic, Fast Girl, as I said, walking down 6th Street, passing the trophy room, and just like, that sounds fantastic. Brilliant live. You know, the usual lot, couple of guitars, bass, drums. Every song sounded different. Every song sounded unique, even in the live environment. And I'm just thinking, you know, those are a set of boys that know their craft and are going to go very far. They're in the middle of writing their new album. They've been around for 4 or 5 years now. They're Frantic out of Chicago. And as always, you will find links to their website back on our website. But if you want the shorthand, it's myspace.com/TheFrantic. Right then, let's, as I said, you know, South by Southwest, lots of people, so we've got Chicago coming to the show, and Kent as well. Elizabeth and Bill, they're from Australia, Mike and Paul, they're from Kent, and they all met in London to create the band Allo Darlin. They were taken over as part of the mission from the UK, UK Department of Trade and Investment, and British Arts Council, and all those other people, get together to help lots of bands get over there and get to shows like South by Southwest. And one of those bands, as I said, was Allo Darlin. They've got lots of sponsorships, so Arts Council, British Music Abroad, PRS, and it's because this music needs to be heard. It's a fantastic clean sound. I mean, it's again, it's one of those, what are you going to sort of place it in there? But it, at the end of it, it's wonderful. I mean, okay, they're going to call it indie pop, but it kind of breaks out in a whole bundle of stuff. Their debut album is going to be coming out in 2 months' time, in May. The official single is going to be kicking out at the end of this month as well. I also love the fact on their website that they recommend other bands that you should listen to. So, nice bit of sharing the love there. So, Allo Darlin, let's take that one. Let's take Emily from them, shall we? Warning, may contain ukulele. It's not a warning, it just means they're experimenting. Go with it.
Did he ask you what you wanted for your birthday? Did he give you lots of free CDs that he gets from his company? Did he lend you his books and comics and DVDs? I am far away, or is it because you can? Hey, Emily, are you in love with my boyfriend? Well, he won't love you, baby, he's got no more love to spend. He tells me you are fine, but I'm better than you at lying. Did he play you his favourite records and tell you his favourite memories he has of London in the 90s? Did you get him drunk in the dust as far? Did he tell you his deepest, darkest secrets, the ones he won't tell me? Well, you never were so tweed.
Lovely and sweet and rich tapestry of storytelling and stuff. And it's nice and sweet, lovely. Right then, bands that I can't play on the show, but I saw at South by Southwest Part 2. Following on from last show where I said, oh, I saw this band called Motorhead. Can I also just briefly mention She and Him? M Ward and Zooey Deschanel got together 2 years ago to create their album, and they called it Volume 1. Their second album, go on, guess, yeah, is Volume 2. And it's this lovely mix of modern songs, all written by the Hollywood actress herself, yet sort of 60s-infused bubblegum Californian hillbilly rock pop-tastic. Yep, that's another one for Paul and Harry right there. But go seek them out. The new album's come out now. Go have a look at, listen to them on MySpace at Merge Records. Fantastically lovely stuff. And that track there from Hello Darling, is that a lovely little story here we're going to tell it. Love it. Right, okay, let's carry on. Let's do more storytelling and more singing from Amber Rubarth. Now, I love the bio here on her MySpace. At 17 years old, Amber moved to Nevada to become a chainsaw sculptor. 3 years, she decided to pursue her number one passion, training her chainsaw for a guitar. She began touring, and immediately people took notice of her unique approach of sculpting stories through song. That is worthy of Don LaFontaine and movie trailer voice. That is the best bio I have read in a long time. And, you know, it's put together with as much dedication and craft as her song is as well. Amber Rubarth also kicking around at South by Southwest, now doing a little break as she starts heading round to Japan. For the first week in April. Look at that. Then back to New York, Germany, and then over to Norway as well. And she's leaving Norway just as I fly in on the 19th or 18th of May. What a shame, I'm going to miss her again. But no need, cut her at South by Southwest. I know you guys are going to catch, guys and girls. This is an Equal Opportunities podcast. I will ignore everybody. We're going to listen to her track now, On the Edge of My Seat. But not me, Amber. That's the song.
It was like a movie scene when you turned on Beacon. street, and the sun danced through the trees and touched your arm. I didn't know about your past, if you'd found your perfect match. Just knew I hoped I'd be cast for the part. Edge of my seat, I'm on the edge of my seat, I'm on the edge of my seat in the dark. And I'm waiting to see where the next line will lead. I'm on the edge of my seat here in the dark. We took my old green car to the Kansas City bar, and I saw a falling star along the way. Wrote a wish in my notepad as you folded up the map. Then we started driving fast down the interstate. Edge of my seat, I'm on the edge of my seat, I'm on the edge of my seat in the dark. Watch the words solidify on the empty page. Edge of my seat, I'm on the edge of my seat, I'm on the edge of my seat in the dark. And I'm waiting to see where the next line will lead. I'm on the edge of my seat here in the dark.
You know, we started off frantic with the frantic. We kind of just calmed, chilled it back, pulled it all back, and just, you know, this just feels like a comfy leather chair today. Just, I'm going to sit in this chair. I'm going to let it wear me, and I'm just going to listen to some fantastic vocals, some great songs, and just enjoy music. Now, as always, if you like the songs, go find the artists, go email them, tell them you listened to them, tell them where you heard them, tell them you like them, and if you really do like them, support them. They've got albums coming out, or they're on the way, they've got singles. If they've any sense, they'll have a merchandise shop as well. Go and help the artists. Remember, the CDs that you're buying direct from them, they get pretty much the lion's share of the money, so you're helping them directly. And these artists, I mean, they're going out there and doing their best to market themselves as well. South by Southwest is essentially a huge marketing exercise. And I just want to congratulate Sinem Sinai, who's going to be our next artist, based out of New York, but with a lovely CD of world music. Profile says, I do pop, Americana, and bossa nova. And how I found her was, every day she would just walk into the press room and drop a bundle of her CDs on the middle of the desk and see if anybody would take them. You'd come back the next day, put some more CDs down. And to be honest, you know, that's pretty good. Now, you might be thinking, well, that's quite expensive. But in terms of acquisition of fans and acquisitions of artists, you know, just dropping off a CD or two, when you've probably ordered thousands of them, if you're that confident in yourself, and it's perfectly fine. So I popped to find the CD, sitting there, I'll give that a go, as I do. Bumped into her very briefly when I was seeing Rachel Sage. I was like, oh, there she is. I got her CD. Didn't have a chance to talk to you. So, Sinem, if you're listening now, get back in touch. Got the promo CD. Need to do a little bit more. And where are we? All songs, music, and lyrics written by Sinem Sayeh. Perfect. Let's take one of those tracks. It just sounds a little bit different. It's Baba Bossa, which, I mean, yeah, from the title, you might have a clue to the style. You're going to like this one, though. Sinem Sayeh and Baba Bossa. Fantastic sound. And I know rock is in the title and in the ID3 tags, but it's music I like. And you have to appreciate every single piece of music. And be honest, you enjoyed that. You did. I know you did. Right, one more to go. Let's close off close to home, shall we? Let's head for a Scottish band We Were Promised Jetpacks. I love this. How old are the band? One of the questions asked on our website. We are older than Ghostbusters 2, but younger than Ghostbusters, which gives you a little bit of an exercise for you to handle yourself. Music's available, as always. They have their t-shirts available as well. Always all good to have the merch, as said, to be for a great South By for them. It's the second year in a trot that they've been out there playing, both in the Scotland Showcase nights and taking in the extra gigs as well. Let's take this one, which is actually the lead track off the Scotland Music at South By Southwest promotional album. Getting pride of place there with Thunder and Lightning.
Right foot, followed by your left foot, will guide you home before your curfew and into your bed. Standing on our tiptoes, peering through open windows, I swear I heard my name. Sitting with the lights off, waiting for my brain to storm, trying to work things out. It's thunder and it's lightning and it's all things too frightening. I could barely see outside.
to say goodnight. I'm leaving for your porch and I'm all light. I'm leaving.
And they've left. We were promised jetpacks there, and I remember Matt Dentler, who used to run the South by Southwest Film Festival, or at least chair it, and is now doing PR work on the other side of the thing, actually texted out, they were disappointed by the lack of jetpacks, as his entire review, with a little smiley face at the end. Right, Scotland's finest there are sitting alongside bands from around the world, as always, on The Rock Show. Here, Sinem Saye, Amber Rubarth, Hello Darling, The Frantic, and just how we were promised, jetpacks. Bringing to a close this second look back at South by Southwest 2010. I've still got a stack of CDs here. I think I could go on for at least another show, probably the other two as well. So stay watching your regular RSS feeds and websites as always. And we will be back here as soon as possible with more fun and games. A look back at South by Southwest and some of the best music on the planet that you've never heard of. Ta-ra.
TPN Rock is copyright Ian Spence and Podcast Network. All music is used by permission. www.thepodcastnetwork.com/rock